New voices are being added to the uprising in Libya against longtime ruler Muammar Gaddafi. The influential Warfala tribe is said to have joined the anti-government movement. And the nation's representative to the Arab League, Abdel Monim El-Houni, has thrown in his lot with the protesters. We asked VOA Middle East correspondent Elizabeth Errett, how significant is it that other people and groups have been distancing themselves from the Gaddafi government?
Well, Susan, I think given how strongly the government has traditionally quashed dissent, this is a very big move by various people. When we talk about the Arab League representative, Abdelmonim El-Houni, he really wouldn't be able to go home safely if the Gaddafi government continues the way it has for the past 40 years. There's every indication he'd be thrown into prison. And the same goes for people that we've been hearing reports about at the embassy in Malta, that they've gone over, some of them have come out and gone over to the protesters' side. More significantly, because they're in the country, are these reports that tribes, some of the security forces, even some officials are joining in the demonstrations or at least moving away from the government because of the crackdown. It's hard to see there'd be any going back for these people. They've pretty much put themselves into a situation where they need to affect change if they want to survive.
The government has worked very hard to cut off access to the country. How effective has that been?
Yes, it really has. But the protesters have also been doing their best to get information out. I mentioned amateur videos, and they are to a large extent, along with witness accounts by phone, and now a few people who've been able to leave the country. The way we've been able to get some idea of what's going on, it's a very hard picture to confirm independently, but events seem to be moving extremely rapidly. People are moving in on Tripoli, it appears. Protests are reported outside one of Colonel Gaddafi's headquarters. There's uncertainty about who's in control of some of the cities. Now, none of this is possible to confirm right now, but as I said, just from all the reports that we're able to see, things do seem to have stepped up considerably in the past 24 hours.
We haven't seen Colonel Gaddafi for several days.
No, we haven't. But he did a few days ago put himself in the middle of pro-government demonstrations, evidently to sort of counter the anti-government demonstrations. But significantly, it was his son, Saif al-Islam Gaddafi, who addressed the nation early Monday. He's Western educated. He's talked about as a liberal, or at least liberal in the Libyan context. The problem, and we saw it a bit in his speech, is he doesn't have the dynamism that seemed to propel his father into power and keep him there for more than 40 years now. His speech was, to put it charitably, all over the place. In part, he's placating, but then he's dismissive of the anti-government movement and talking about civil war. It's difficult to see how that would be a particularly reassuring speech to people on any side.
VOA Middle East Bureau Chief and Correspondent Elizabeth Errett speaking with us from our Cairo offices. I'm Susan Yawkey in Washington.